now.
The rest of the story. The scientist looked up from his work and could hardly believe his eyes. Then he checked his test results and he rechecked them. And he re-rechecked them, and there could be no question now. That which he had stumbled across quite by accident could and surely would revolutionize the beef and poultry industries. What he had been doing was humanely electrocuting chickens and turkeys in his laboratory, killing them outright with electrical charges for various experimental purposes. But suddenly he noticed that the meat was more tender. He repeated the experiment under numerous conditions, but always with the same result. The meat in a carcass killed by electrocution was more tender than that of livestock slaughtered any other way. Hey, wait till the meat producers learn about this process, the scientist thought. Everyone would be eager to employ it, and he was right. For the meat producers did begin to apply the principle. They soon realized that an animal need not actually be slaughtered by electrocution, but that post-mortem electrical stimulation would achieve precisely the same effect. Said another way, an animal could be slaughtered by conventional means and then subjected to multiple electrical charges, and the meat would still be up to 36% more tender than had it been treated otherwise. And there were many advantages to the new procedure. It eliminates the need for raising steers because heretofore steer beef has been more tender than bullock beef, and yet bullocks reach full size sooner than steers. Now, through electrical stimulation, the faster growing bullock can be made steer tender. And since lean meat is always less costly to raise, electrical untoughening will produce a better grade of meat at lower prices. Also, any kind of meat which has been electrically stimulated, beef, lamb, poultry, is lower in acid, therefore more healthful. The stimulation procedures have been refined recently. There are now separate techniques, for example, for high voltage and low voltage, but still the basic principle, as described by its inventor, remains essentially unchanged since he made his remarkable serendipitous rediscovery. And a lot of people are going to make a lot of money because of this research. But not the discoverer. The consumer will benefit tremendously, but not the discoverer. The man who made it all possible will reap not the slightest reward. Because, you see, there was a time lapse. Between the discovery and its acceptance by the beef and poultry industries, there was a time lapse, a period of almost 250 years. For the scientist whose proved procedure is only now being commercially applied, the inventor who was tenderizing turkeys in his laboratory in the mid-18th century was Benjamin Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.